Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
Listen to this. Proverbs 22, verses 17 through 20. Proverbs 22, 17 through 20 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Listen, consent, and submit to the words of the wise, and apply your mind to my knowledge. For it will be pleasant if you keep them in your mind, believing them. Your lips will be accustomed to confessing them, so that your trust, belief, reliance, support, and confidence may be in the Lord. And I may know these things to you today, even to you. Have I not written to you long ago? Excellent things in counsels and knowledge.
You know, as we read these scriptures, verse 20, honey, really stirred me. And I was impressed to read it in the New Living Translation where it says, I have written 30 sayings to you, filled with advice and knowledge.
Hallelujah.
And the phrase 30 sayings stirred my spirit even more. So I read verse 20 in the Message Bible. And it said, I'm giving you 30 sterling principles, tested guidelines to live by. Believe me, these are truths that work and will keep you accountable to those who sent you.
Wow. Hallelujah.
After reading these various translations and sharing it with my fine wife, we were totally stirred to search the scriptures to find the 30. Imagine our joy when we found 30 sterling principles for success between Proverbs 22:17, Proverbs 22:17, to Proverbs 24:20.
Hallelujah.
Principle number one, be a listener and a learner. Proverbs 22:17, Classic Amplified. Listen, consent, and submit to the words of the wise. Apply your mind to my knowledge.
Principle number two, are you ready? Always be ready to speak of his peace, power, provision, and protection. In Proverbs 22:18, in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, now listen, for it will be pleasant if you keep them in your mind, believing them. Your lips will be accustomed to confessing them. I love that.
Absolutely. Principle number three, learning is a daily discipline. Proverbs 22:19, New Living Translation. I am teaching you today, yes, you, so you will trust the Lord.
Principle number four, always tell the truth. Proverbs 22:21, that I may make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that are sent unto thee.
Principle number five, don't take advantage of, cheat, or ignore the poor. Proverbs 22:22 says, rob not the poor because he is poor, neither oppress the afflicted in the gate.
Principle number six, don't associate with angry, hot-tempered people. Proverbs 22, verse 24 says, make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go.
Principle number seven, don't co-sign or guarantee someone else's debt. Proverbs 22:26, Classic Amplified Bible. Be not one of those who strike hands and pledge themselves, or of those who become security for another's death. Proverbs 22:27 in the New Living Translation says it this way. If you can't pay it, the debt, even your bed will be snatched from under you.
Principle number eight. Never claim as your own something that's clearly not. Proverbs 22:28. Proverbs 22, verse 28 in the New Living Translation. Don't cheat your neighbor by moving the ancient boundary markers set up by previous generations.
Principle 9, excellence in the workplace will allow you to work for important people. Proverbs 22:29. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not before mean men.
Principle 10, make good manners a lifestyle choice, regardless of who you are eating with. Proverbs 23, verses 1 through 3. Proverbs 23, 1 through 3 in the Message Bible says, when you go out to dinner with an influential person, mind your manners. Don't gobble your food. Don't talk with your mouth full. And don't stuff yourself. Bridle your appetite.
Principle 11, don't chase money. Let it chase you. When you do what's right, money will be drawn to you. Proverbs 23, verses 4 and 5. 23, 4 and 5. Labor not to be rich. Cease from thine own wisdom. Will thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven. As I was reading the Message Bible translation of this scripture, chasing the almighty dollar doesn't make you rich, but following God's instructions does.
Principle number 12, don't fellowship or even eat with stingy people. Proverbs 23, verse 6. Proverbs 23, 6 says, eat not the bread of him who has a hard, grudging, and envious eye, neither desire his dainty foods.
Principle 13, always make sure you're thinking about right things for the right reasons. Proverbs 23:7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Proverbs 14.
Principle
14. Never waste your time talking to fools, for they will never listen to or act on your words of wisdom. Proverbs 23, verse 9. Speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words.
Principle 15. You have a powerful advocate to defend you against every attack of the enemy. Proverbs 23:11. For their Redeemer is mighty. He shall plead their cause with thee.
Principle 16. Learning to understand what's important requires discipline on your part. Proverbs 23:12 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Apply your mind to instruction and correction and your ears to the words of knowledge.
Principle number 17. Failing to discipline a child now will cause trouble later on. Proverbs 23:13. Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die.
Principle 18, the word of God is always the right thing to speak, whether you're a child or an adult. Proverbs 23, verse 16 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Yes, my heart will rejoice when your lips speak right things.
Number 19, principle 19, never be jealous or envious of what sinners have, but rather fear and honor the Lord every minute of every day. Proverbs 23:17. Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long.
Principle 20. When you do what's right in God's sight, you will never be disappointed. You will be rewarded. Proverbs 23, verse 18 says, for surely there is a latter end, a future, and a reward, and your hope and expectation shall not be cut off.
Principle 21, encourage your children, the people you supervise and mentor, to always seek wisdom. Proverbs 23:19. Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way.
Principle number 22, Avoid those who practice immorality or self-indulgence of any sort. Proverbs 24, verses 8 and 9. Proverbs 24, 8 and 9 in the New Living Translation. A person who plans evil will get a reputation as a troublemaker. The schemes of a fool are sinful. Everyone detests a mocker.
Principle 23. Listen and honor your parents for their wisdom and insight. Proverbs 23 verses 24, 25 in the New Living Translation. The father of the uncompromisingly righteous, the upright, in right standing with God, shall greatly rejoice in who becomes the father of a wise child. He who becomes the father of a wise child shall have joy in him. Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her who bore him rejoice.
Principle number 24. Live like God lives, think like God thinks, do what God does. Proverbs 23:26. Proverbs 23:26 says, "My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways."
Principle 25. Wisdom and understanding are the cornerstones of anything successful you build in life, whether in the spiritual or the natural. Proverbs 24, verses 3 and 4. 24, verses 3 and 4 says, "Through wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established, and by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches." Wow.
Hallelujah. Principle number 26, create an inner circle of advisors known for their wisdom, strategic planning, and good advice. Proverbs 24, verse 6 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "For by wise counsel you can wage your war, and in abundance of counselors there is victory and safety."
Principle 27. Your response to adversity is a measure of your character. Proverbs 24:10 in the Message Bible says, "If you fall to pieces in crisis, there wasn't much to you in the first place."
Mm.
That's pretty clear.
It is. Principle 28. If you mess up, fess up, get up, and start again. Proverbs 24:16. Proverbs 24, verse 16. "For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief."
Hallelujah. Number 29. Understand God knows what you think and sees what you do, and you'll be judged accordingly. Proverbs 24:12. New Living Translation. Don't excuse yourself by saying, "Look, we didn't know." For God understands all hearts, and he sees you. He who guards your soul knows you knew. He will repay all people as their actions deserve.
Principle 30. Take no pleasure in the failure of others. Proverbs 24:19-20. Proverbs 24, verses 19 and 20. In the New Living Translation, "Don't rejoice when your enemies fall. Don't be happy when they stumble, for the Lord will be displeased with you and will turn his anger away from them."
You know, a good thing for you to do today is to make sure you read Proverbs 22, verses 17 through 20, in a number of translations, so that you can really see these 30 success strategies, principles from the book of Proverbs. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Make plans to join us tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern for Sunday Night Live. You'll be glad you did. You might even shout, jump up and down, run around the room. And also make sure you join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern. And yes, by the way, if you've been blessed with the teaching, go to HaroldHerring.com and where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. until tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern or tomorrow morning, 8:30 Eastern. God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.